Welcome to As I See It, starring Alan Weiss, the rock star of consulting. And now, from the studios of Howling Dogs International, here's Alan.
Thank you, Drew. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Pardon my allergy here. I'm otherwise very, very healthy. In fact, that's what I'm about to talk to you today. Now, this is called Sudden Death, and we've seen the deaths of some very notable figures lately, Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett, Ed McMahon, the woman who cured herself or treated herself of breast cancer in Antarctica. And so death comes to all people, but it does vary in its significance, doesn't it? Not long ago, in fact, a few days ago, I was at the doctor for my annual physical, and I passed with flying colors. Perfect blood pressure, low cholesterol, every blood test wonderful. And so I was feeling pretty good about myself. Then I had my annual appointment with my eye doctor, and I passed that with flying colors. In fact, my eyes got stronger, which happens in older age, I am told. And so my prescription was made weaker, and so I was really high. And then I went the next day to the salon where I get a manicure and pedicure. In fact, I'm going there later today for a massage. I am, of course, a metrosexual, and a metrosexual is a male who moisturizes, but more on that at another time. In any case, I had concluded my manicure with a woman who's been giving me manicures for 10 years, Dawn, lovely woman, and ready for my pedicure, she had filled a big tub with spiced and lemoned hot water, and it was wonderful, and my feet were in it, and she was taking a few minutes while I guess I softened up, and I took out my iPhone, since it wouldn't be rude, I was all by myself, and held it up to my left ear and was checking to see if anyone were looking for me. Dawn happened to walk back to go to another part of the salon, and as she did, inadvertently, she nudged the table. When she nudged the table, the high-intensity lamp that was in one corner leaned over and toppled. And as I looked to my right, I noticed it heading right down from my feet and instinctively reached out with my right arm and caught the lamp backhanded when it was about 12 inches above the tub of water. It was still plugged in, it was still lighted, and it was about a foot above the water when I caught it, and everyone froze right there. And I said casually, well, wasn't that a nice catch? And I thought Dawn had gone seven shades paler. And so I'm here to tell you that it would have been somewhat interesting, I mean in all candor and in all black humor, if I had passed these physicals and eye exams and everything else. I'm a person who can leg press 600 pounds, which is pretty good for 63. It's pretty good for my entire gym. And the headline said, died in the salon, killed by a pedicure. It would have been the kind of thing where people came to the services and couldn't help but laugh. I know I would have been too. And so I'm here to tell you that life's for living. And while most people might think that I would have bought my time hitting 200 miles per hour in the Bentley, or scuba diving 20 feet deeper than I should have been, or doing some other strange thing like digesting that 6-pound lobster the other day at Father's Day, you never know. You never know when you're called. You never know when your time comes. And so we're not here to stick our toe in the water. We're here to make waves. Be bold. Take big bites. Live every day. One thing I can say is I appreciate every day of my life and have for a long, long time. And so have no regrets. Don't give yourself guilt. Get over it and get on with your life because you never know when your time is called. I mean, I'm sticking in there. I'm going to set the example. After this massage, I've decided to do something even more dangerous and have a facial. Come on, be bold.
You've been listening to Alan Weiss and As I See It. Please return to ContrarianConsulting.com for Alan's daily commentary, weekly podcasts, and monthly videos. I'm Drew Stevens, and from all of us here at Howling Dogs International, thank you for being with us. We'll be right back.
Don't forget, we're on a chunk of rock hurtling at 85,000 miles per hour around an exploding star.